All of Alaska's currently active volcanoes are hundreds of miles from the scientists responsible for warning us of potentially hazardous activity or the likelihood of ash clouds that disrupt air traffic. Satellite imagery and seismic sensors give researchers a look into what's going on, but they depend heavily on citizen scientists for eyes and ears on the ground. The Alaska Volcano Observatory aims to improve the quality of ash forecasts through a new online tool. KDLG's Ben Matheson has the story.
The Pavlov Volcano shot ash clouds to 28,000 feet this year, shutting down flights and dropping ash on Cold Bay and Nelson Lagoon. That eruption was the first time the Alaska Volcano Observatory received reports from its new online tool known as Is Ash Falling? Christy Wallace is a geologist with the Alaska Volcano Observatory.
We aren't anywhere near many of our volcanoes, and so we're pretty dependent on the public to make observations for us so that we can keep the advisory statements and public warnings current. And many times there's no opportunity for us to get out into the field and see any of these eruptions or even make collections and have physical samples. So having the public out there with their eyes and ears and watches, keeping track of things for us, I don't know if people realize is super duper valuable. We really, really need the public to make these observations for us. They're really our eyes on the ground.
She says scientists use satellite sensors and plug the data into mathematical models that can predict the distribution of ash.
If the winds are directed towards a community, we want to make sure that we can provide adequate warning to those communities where ash fall is expected. And it turns out that is the responsibility of the Weather Service. And so we at the observatory, the Volcano Observatory, are concerned about what's happening at the volcano, if there's going to be an ash plume produced and when it is produced. We work very closely and directly with the Weather Service so that we understand, you know, when, so the timing of ash fall as well as the amount of ash fall in these communities.
The tool was first developed for the 2009 Mount Readout eruption, but because the information collected can include names, it took 4 years for the federal government to approve it. The website does not publish any exact names or locations to protect privacy. Those who want to take the science to the next step can even send in a physical sample of ash.
That's really valuable to us because in some cases we may never receive a sample if it weren't for people out there in the public making collections for us. We may never see a physical sample. So that's another really valuable thing. And all of the instructions, video instructions and data sheets that you can download are all right there on that new Is Ash Falling website.
The tool is available at the Alaska Volcano Observatory website. A link to that is posted at kdlg.org. In Dillingham, I'm Ben Matheson.